have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image and whoever receives the mark of his name. This is not a pretty picture. This is not intended to make us feel good. This is intended to tell us that the outcome for all of those who do follow Satan during the time called the tribulation is going to be ultimate destruction. There's personal destruction, there's family destruction, there is societal destruction, there's eternal destruction. And lest you think that destruction is not part of the gospel, I only invite you to say in your minds, if not out loud with me, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, should not be destroyed, but have everlasting life. In the heart of the gospel is the warning of the alternative, which is eternal destruction away from God. It is not a pretty picture, but it is the truth. We're not scaring people out of hell. Only God convicts people enough to repent of their sin. We can't do anything to scare people out of hell. But it is truthful to talk about the consequences of becoming loyal to the evil one or allowing evil to take control of our lives. That's truthful. Yes. Over and over again. And that's the warning that's being given to us here in chapter 14 of Revelation and elsewhere, even in this book. So I want to conclude then, because we've covered another whole verse, that the kings of the earth committed fornication and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication. That is to say, this earth, the people in it, as well as its leaders, are going to become thoroughly corrupted. They're going to worship the devil and they're going to live like the devil. They're going to become hardened in their hearts no matter what the plagues are, as we've seen already, from the prior judgments, so that their hearts are not going to be softened by those judgments. They're going to simply become hardened and become more bitter and become more resistant and less willing to repent. Only God can break through that kind of a crust, whether it's our own personal hearts or the hearts of those people at that particular time. Only God can break through any heart and its crust. Let's pray as we talk to people about the Lord. Not that we'll be convincing, not that we'll be persuasive, not that we will intimidate or scare them out of hell, but simply that God would break through their hearts, pierce the crust that is on every heart until that person comes to know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. That's what we should pray for, the work of the Holy Spirit. Let's go to him now in a time of prayer.